So there was a band here, but it wasn't that everybody had an instrument from the school. They had their own instruments?
No, they had their own instruments because when Mr. Pickard was directing the band, when I was in the band, there was a person who took her had her brother's trombone, and he left it for her to play. And many parents had to buy instruments for their use, their children.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a uniform, a band uniform?
No, when the band first started, we wore white pants and black jackets. I have a picture of the band.
So you were telling me that the band had a white bottom and a black jacket.
Yes, the black jackets, the white pants and black jackets, and we used to parade up and down Franklin Street down to Emmett's Field. That's where we played our football games.
Where was Emmett's Field?
At UNC, on the campus at UNC. I think it was called Emmett's Field. It's been so long ago. I'm hoping I'm getting the names correct.
So you played games at the UNC campus at Emmett's Field.
Yes.
And you would march from the school down to Emmett's Field?
Yes. We marched from here, right up Church Street, down Rosemary to Main Street in Chapel Hill. No, we marched from here up to Franklin Street, we marched down Rosemary to Main Street in Carrboro, and then back down Franklin Street down to Emmett's Field. That's what we did on homecoming days.
So it wasn't every football game that you marched out on the street?
No, it was just for a homecoming game.
Now, what kind of crowds would come out to watch the band?
Well, sometimes some parents would leave work early enough to see the parade, and people would just step out and watch the parade go by.
Did you have floats?
I don't remember floats, but we had majorettes, and they did different kinds of steps and things, and the band played like that. I don't remember any floats in the parade.
Now
this picture was made right out there on that field before it was a parking lot, before the school was up.
Was the band director, the teacher who taught the students how to play the instrument, was he also the marching leader of the band?
No, he was not the drum major. Mm-hmm. You see, there was a student here, and the person who directs the band, there's Mr. Pickard right over there.
Oh, I see.
And this is a drum major, Fred Roberts.
So Fred Roberts was the one who was twirling the baton and
yes, and leading the band, yes. And these were the majorettes. And that was all, you know, that's all we had. We didn't have any floats or anything.
You know, everyone I talk to tells me about the band.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that made the band so special?
Well, it was something different that the school had, and people were just amazed at people playing instruments, and people thought it was just very unique, you know, to have a band.
Did you think that it was something that you excelled at?
Well, I tried very hard.
And then
we had another band director that played trombone also, and I thought that was fun. The band director that came after let's see, it was Mr. Groton was next, and then there was Mr. Bell. He was the band leader when I graduated.
When I said, did you think it was something that you had picked, were good at, I didn't mean you personally, but I meant the whole band.
Oh, yes. I think the people were very proud that they were a part of the band, and people were proud of the people who were in the band, and that meant a lot to the students who were in the band. And what I'm saying is, the people who were in the band were highly respected, and we do concerts sometimes in at St. Paul's Church. We did a concert, and we had band members who were very interested in music and whatnot, and they practiced quite a bit of the time, because during lunchtime, some of the people cared enough about the band music to go into the music room, we called it, and play their instruments and practice during that time.
That wasn't required. That was
no. That was something that they just wanted to do, mm-hmm. And I think they wanted to excel in this, and they wanted people to respect them for being in the band. Yes, and they did get respect for being in the band.
I had someone say to me that when I was in the band, I felt like I was somebody.
Well, I think all students felt like they were somebody, you know. But it was a feeling that all members in the band felt good about, you know. I don't know whether each person felt like they were he or she was somebody, you know, but I wouldn't put it that way. I just felt that I excelled a little more than others. I didn't really feel like I was just somebody, you know, because I was in the band.
I guess by somebody, what I'm saying is that they felt important.
Well, I think the people who were in the clubs felt important, and they were highly looked upon by teachers and students. They were known all over the school.
If you were in a club?
If you were in a club or in a band.
What, so you were in the drama club, and you
dramatics,
were
dramatics. And I acted in just about all the plays. I remember a play that we had when I was in third grade. And we had operettas, that's what they were called, operettas and plays and things like that. And it brought the community closer together. And people came just to, you know, see the youths act, and they chose people who were very good at what it was they were doing, and they remembered them from the plays and from the bands, and the choir, and you know, some people had lovely voices, and they were in the choir, the band. I was in the choir, the band, and then when the choir was performing and the band was performing, it would take a little while for people to go back to the choir to sing a song or leave the choir to come to the band, because it seemed that sometimes those people in the bands were in a lot of other things, you see.
They had not just one talent, but they had a lot of talents.
Yes, a lot of talents. And then too, some people just enjoyed being a part of activities other than academics.
So, if correct me if, or let me know if I've interpreted this correctly. Mm-hmm. The plays, the choir, the band, you felt brought the community, all of these things brought the community closer together.
Oh, yes.
A lot of parental attendance at these things?
Yes, well, as much as possible, because some parents had to work in the university. Some parents worked in the university, and when they worked in the university, they could not be off at all times. You know, those parents who could come would come. And but they knew about all of the things going on, and they were very interested.
I wanted to ask you about the football team, what you remember about the football team.
Well, I remember Mr. R.O. Carnegie was coach of the football team. He coached all athletics. He was my first basketball coach.
So he coached boys and girls?
Boys and girls, basketball, and he coached football. And he was the type of person to take senior students to the junior colleges and all around, and I think he is a person who was before his time. In other words, he did all the things that we'd like to see teachers do this time and day. When he always believed that students should go further to continue their education, and he would see to it that they went to the different campuses and universities. And he would try to introduce them to the coaches, and he officiated some of the games, and Leahy was his special coach. He always talked about the coach of Notre Dame,
Frank Leahy.
Yes.
He modeled himself after him?
Yes, I think in many ways he had. And he once had a teen center right over at Hargraves Recreation Center where the Holmes Daycare is, where the little daycare center is now. He operated a teen center. And he was always working for the youths. And that's the kind of thing that is so much needed this time of day. Yes, I don't think enough is done for the youths of this particular day, and especially during this particular time.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, and he was just that type of person. And for his wife, I don't think he ever got a chance to see his wife. He would be in school all day. She also taught school, elementary school. And he would stay after school for basketball practice. He was involved with all of the athletics here at the school.
Busy man, coaching all the sports.
Yes, he coached all the sports. And during the summer, he would take us over to what is now North Carolina Central University, and he had us run track. Some of the girls ran track. I used to go over there when I was in high school.
How'd you get over there?
He would take us, and then sometimes he would take us to play softball games. And we would ride on the back of a truck and go over to Durham and play softball. He was just all for the youths. He was very involved with youths.
Did he ever follow his students after they went on to college?
Well, he did when they were close by, like, yes. And even when they went to college, he would sometimes post their names or the names would be posted or the picture would be posted if they went to, I remember when I was in high school, that was a great incentive for people to want to go to college, because they would, we would pass by a board out here in front of the principal's office, and there would be pictures of those people who went off to college. And you see, this school was like a family. I always refer to people as if we were not blood kin, we were family. And that's how close the people were in this school. And they felt close to the teachers. They felt close to, we felt close to the students and the teachers. And it's just, it was just wonderful. I wish I could see more of what went on this, at this time and day. And incidentally, we just had a meeting with the governor's board last Thursday. The governor's board had a community meeting over at Hargraves Recreation Center. And some of these same things, you know, there was good communications and people didn't have telephones during that time. And many people did not have telephones, but there was better communications during that time.
From the teacher than, to the
yeah,
parent?
Yes, than have we have now.
What's your perception of what we have now, Mary?
Well, there is a lot to be desired. First of all, I think that any person who comes to this community to teach in the school system should have a tour of Chapel Hill prior to teaching, so that they will know where the different neighborhoods are and what the neighborhoods are all about.
Black and white.
Yes. Yes. And I think they should know where the historical places are, not have to read them in the paper. And then wonder where they are or what happens. You see, when I left Chapel Hill, mail was not delivered door to door.
Where'd you get your mail?
We got it for a special delivery in Carrboro. I lived in Carrboro when I was I attended school. We went to the fork of the road. There's a restaurant there now where the post office once was. And we got our mail general delivery. I used to think that Carrboro was in Chapel Hill. When someone asked me where I was from, I would say Chapel Hill. I never said Carrboro. And now those places are two different entities. They have a mayor of each town.
I want to go back to the football games.
Yes.
And were there any rituals that went on at the games that you can remember?
Well, nothing but cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. There were cheerleaders and they did the cheers. And the students went, and then after the game, we had to rush back. The visiting team was fed, as I said before, down in the cafeteria on Brook Street that was set up by the school. And we had to rush back from Emmons Field down on UNC, the UNC campus, and come back and help feed the people.
Did the students go anywhere special who weren't doing the feeding of the rival team? Did they meet anywhere, have a dance, sit around and have a bite?
Oh, we had dances over at Hargraves Recreation Center, and especially after the homecoming game, and sometimes after the games were played. And people would go at 6:30. If the dance started at 7, people would be there at 6:30 so that they would not miss a minute of it. And because we had to be at home, be home at certain times, you know, it was no such thing as going out at 10 or 11 or 12 at night and staying all night. People had to be home before midnight. I know I did. I had to be home, and at that particular time they had special movies up at the Hollywood Theater, and sometimes they would have a matinee with special pictures like Gone with the Wind, Cabin in the Sky, and a very famous black movie, Stormy Weather. I remember going to those when I was in the second or the third grade.
And that was an all-black theater?
Yes, an all-black theater. You see, during this was all during segregated times.
And that was, the name of that theater was?
The Hollywood Theater.
Hollywood Theater.
Yes, the Hollywood Theater.
Could you attend, I want to stay with the football for a while.
Yeah.
Did the team come on the field in any special way? Did they run through a banner? Did they have the band lined up?
No. When I first started going to the games, we didn't have the bands.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And they would just run out on the field and play ball. You know, they didn't run through any banners or anything like that. And this field, incidentally, was not far from Lenore Dining Hall. There was a Lenore Dining Hall where many students worked after school. And this field was not far from it.
Just blacks come out to see the games, or were there?
There were just blacks
just
at
blacks.
The games, yes. Yes, you have to remember that this was during segregated times, and we didn't have a lot of mingling with whites and blacks.
I know.
Not for school activities.
Years later, even before segregation was ended, there was a significant white audience at some of the Lincoln High football games.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about that. And I think that situation did happen, but I was not here during that time. So I cannot talk about those kinds of things. I can only talk about the times that I really know about.
What kind of record did the football team have?
Well, Hillside was always an arch rival, and Raleigh was an arch rival, and but they had some pretty good players. They had one player that everyone really respected. He could run the ball very well. His name was, it was Elaine Norwood's brother, called him Pap Norwood. And there was a person by the name of Willis Barbie, who ran the ball very well.
Oh,
looks like
there
you have
is.
To go.
Yeah, I have to leave now. I'll
Excuse
be
me.
Right
How
long
will you be?
Huh?
How long will you be?
Well, we're going to set up another date, you know, to finish up with the pictures and things.
I just asked, how long will you be today?
We're done.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
thank
we're
you.
Finished.
Yeah.
I okay.
Just
he was captain of the football. We're talking about football at Orange County Training School and Lincoln High School.
All
right.
Time to move it on.
Huh?
He's got to go.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we just stop? Your husband needs to leave.
All right.
Thank you
yeah.
so much for talking with me. I do appreciate
good.
It. You've added a lot to this.